Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a new paradigm of health and freedom and egalitarianism and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this radio station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're listening to the music of Will Tuttle. In this episode, I'm featuring snippets of various publications promoting freedom and health, vegan style. Let's start out with The Pandemic and the Goddesses of Retribution, an article by Will Tuttle, published January 5th, 2022. In ancient Greek mythology, the three Furies, the Erinnyes, were goddesses of retribution who punished human beings for committing crimes against the natural order. It is long past time for us to awaken to the basic fact that our enslavement, sexual abuse, and killing of billions of cows, chickens, and other fully sentient animals is a dreadful and massive crime against them, against the earth and the natural order, and ultimately against ourselves. It is time for us to realize that we are indeed being severely punished for this ongoing crime of animal agriculture. Animal agriculture is the hideous spinning fury at the core of our culture, sowing seeds of disease, exploitation, and conflict that we can see erupting as tyrannical oppression and as mental, physical, and social disease virtually everywhere in our world. To free ourselves from this ongoing punishment that we inflict upon ourselves and each other, we are called to liberate animals from human maltreatment. This is the essential and hidden prerequisite to peace and freedom. The consequences of failing to understand this basic lesson are multiplying exponentially. As we reduce animals to livestock, and as we track, force medicate, and exploit them, we inevitably face retribution for these crimes and find ourselves similarly tracked, coerced, and exploited as mere livestock. As the old saying goes, the punishment fits the crime. Although we've all been given the gift of physical bodies that don't require any animals to suffer to get all the nutrients we need, the problem is that we are all born into a culture where we are compelled from infancy to participate in meals that include the flesh and secretions of severely abused animals. We are all thus wounded in profound and intractable ways. As discussed in the World Peace Diet, meals are actually rituals that inject into us, without our permission or awareness, a toxic narrative that erodes our compassion, intelligence, and self-respect. because our meals are our most intimate connection with nature and with our culture. With every meal, we effectively disconnect from discomforting implicit realities. And practice ritually dismantling our inherent capacities to look deeply, listen deeply, care deeply, and understand deeply. Virtually everyone in our society suffers from these same wounds, and consequently, we collectively fail to realize how devastating and self-enslaving our killing machines are, and fail to understand and discuss what is actually happening and why. Animal agriculture ravages and harms not just the animals, ecosystems, wildlife, indigenous populations, hungry people, and industry workers, but also the inner landscape of our consciousness, which is poisoned by the denial and by the suppressed guilt and sorrow that this killing machine requires. Now, as we reach the 2-year anniversary of the launch of the pandemic narrative as a pretext to decisively strip away the last remaining fibers in the fabric of human sovereignty, freedom, and dignity, we face tremendous dangers and challenges. Because governments are notorious for not returning freedoms once they have been taken away. What we sow, we inevitably reap. And the Furies are relentless in demanding retribution. Just as our enslavement of animals has been relentless and hideously brutal over the past several centuries. The irony is that without our basic freedoms of speech, assembly, and the press, our efforts to liberate animals are severely impeded. It only takes a relatively small handful of people with sophisticated technological systems to manage the breeding and processing of millions of individual livestock animals. Correspondingly, a small and powerful elite that has gradually captured the financial, corporate, governmental, medical, military, educational, and media systems can relatively easily control the narrative and behavior of billions of people similarly viewed as livestock. All the above-mentioned social institutions interconnect, and they are pyramidically hierarchical, with every level simply enacting orders that come from above. Quote, unquote, above. The upper layers are horizontally integrated through interlocking dictatorships and many other devices imposing their will and plan on the levels below. As technocratic medical tracking systems proliferate amid sinister mandated injectables, the situation is critical. The beckoning doorway to a world of harmony, justice, abundance, and freedom is still available. But the longer we fail to question and decisively stop our commodification of animals, the more it fades from view. It's imperative that we awaken from the culturally imposed trance of animal exploitation and from the mentality it requires. If we continue to insist on eating meat, dairy, and eggs, and vivisecting and otherwise abusing animals, we will continue experiencing the fury of the boomerang effect. Stealing the purposes and sovereignty of animals will continue to find ours stolen from us. I'm reading an article by Dr. Will Tuttle, published January 5th, 2022. The title of this article is The Pandemic and the Goddesses of Retribution. Here's a continuation of the article. A vegan world of respect for animals is the essential foundation for a positive future. However, it is clear that just as we can be vegan and be unhealthy because we insist on eating a harmful diet of processed, chemical-laden, plant-based foods, we can also be a vegan and be completely deluded about the situation playing out every day all around us, especially if we drink from the deceptive trough of mainstream media and trust the misleading medical narratives spewing from doctors and health authorities, including vegan ones, unfortunately. Gradually, over the past 120 years, the mainstream medical community has been virtually completely captured by the pharmaceutical industry. A subset of the petrochemical industry. And the wealth and power of this industry has allowed it to co-opt and subvert the environmental movement and the vegan movement, among others. A shallow faux veganism is now promoted by non-vegans like Bill Gates, and it emphasizes a centralized approach to food production that subjects the earth to harmful chemicals and humans to toxic engineered factory foods. In contrast, the foundation of authentic veganism is respect for the sovereignty of individual beings, both animal beings and human beings. The essence of veganism is refusing to comply with social mandates that attack and harm the sovereignty of individual beings and vigorously questioning the narratives put forth by animal agriculture's primary supporter, the meat, medical, pharmaceutical, media, banking complex that is also driving the rollout of this pandemic. As a vegan activist for over 40 years, it has become obvious that the pharmaceutical chemical industry is the chief enemy and destroyer of animals and nature, both through vivisection and through the primary markets for their products, which are petrochemical medications for exploited animals and indoctrinated humans. It clearly follows that vegans in the vegan movement should be the first responders and would logically rise up and form the immediate and primary resistance to the rollout of freedom-destroying lockdowns, mandates, and coerced pharmaceutical interventions. But unfortunately, the vegan movement has been infiltrated, like all justice movements have been, and a large number of vegans, like everyone else, fail to question the materialism of animal agriculture and of science and of our entire society, which reduces nature to mere random processes and animals to material commodities that are sold by the pound. Faux veganism never questions materialism and ever celebrates it. It is not surprising that so many vegans are gullible to mainstream narratives, like the general population, because all of us have been wounded and deceived by the dominant materialistic narrative that pervades our educational, scientific, media, and other social institutions. And it takes a lot of effort and awareness to successfully question and unravel the falsehoods inherent in materialism. These efforts are more essential than ever before. There are two basic steps we are all called to take. The first, outer step, is to transform our life, bringing our life into alignment with our values. So we are supporting, as best we can, only plant-based, organic, whole, and locally sourced food and products. Becoming more self-sufficient and decentralized in terms of food, energy, and information, and supporting local producers is essential to creating a healthy alternative to the ever-expanding centralized technocratic totalitarianism. The second and more difficult inner step is to undertake the great adventure of spiritual discovery. We are called to examine and introspect our own consciousness and free ourselves from the vice grip of the colonizing conditioning of materialism that has insinuated itself into our thoughts, feelings, and perceptions. The debilitating materialism pervades every aspect of our herding culture, and going vegan doesn't magically remove it from our consciousness. Questioning all the stories we've been told our entire lives is essential, especially those that reduce living beings to mere material objects and blind us to our true nature as magnificent expressions of infinite and eternal consciousness. We are called to question our internalized materialistic convictions about health, spirituality, success, sexuality, freedom, science, history, food, relationships, reality, all of it. Transforming our world starts with each of us, and the liberating and necessary revolution in our world is ignited through us as individuals and proceeds from there. The time is short. The Furies are exacting retribution. It's urgent that we question materialistic narratives, spread the word, refuse to comply with injustice, liberate animals, and liberate ourselves. Future generations are depending on our efforts. The article I just read is called The Pandemic and the Goddesses of Retribution, written by Will Tuttle, published January 5th, 2022. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. We're celebrating the new year with inspiration in ways to transform this carnist culture, this carnist herding culture, into a place of beauty, peace, joy, health, and freedom for all. For all without discrimination. You're listening to WCUW 91.3 FM, Community Radio, Worcester, Massachusetts, online at WCUW.org. Thank you for your support of Community Radio.
Whoever said they don't like Mondays hasn't listened to The Freeway Freak on WCUW every Monday night from 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. That's The Drive with Steve Blake, bringing you all sorts of genres and crazy stuff on 91.3 FM, Worcester, or at WCUW.org.
Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. Prior to the break, we heard the article by Will Tuttle, The Pandemic and the Goddesses of Retribution. And now we'll close out the show today with a beautiful song by Carrie Sugar. And here's Carrie Plummer. Our stage name is Carrie Sugar. This is You Are a Star. It's her song about raising a vegan baby, a vegan child.
I serenade and I hold you with grace, and I dress you with warmth and wine. It's a glorious day where you hear the wind wave and everything's new in your life. Is this home where there's always a phone, a comfort that's never denied? Only time will tell when I carry this bell, if you'll reach me and need my adios. You are my life.
so I'll cherish your bloom and teach you what's wrong and right. It's the love we create, appreciate our plates. No, there's no suffering prescribed as the touch and observing so much of the beauty that nature bestows. It's not a faraway place, it's a place we embrace, the sentiment we all should use.
Sugar, You Are a Star, her song about raising a vegan baby. Carrie's stage name is Carrie Sugar. You can also find her at Carrie Plummer. She is the co-founder of Northern Vegans in the Upper Peninsula in the state of Michigan. And she is a strong advocate for authentic veganism, which respects the sovereignty of all beings. Thank you, Carrie Plummer, for your compassionate and passionate freedom vegan activism. And I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this radio station nor its management. And much thanks to Dr. Will Tuttle for his beautiful music and the great article, The Pandemic and the Goddesses of Retribution. Let's go out with more piano music by Will Tuttle. This is Alive.
Thank you.
I'd like to dedicate the song Alive to all the individuals, all the females and males exploited in the laboratories, in the lab animal breeding facilities, the individuals that no one is talking about, specifically in relation to the global pharmaceutical rollout. 2020, 2021, 2022, and from what we hear, and beyond. No one in the mainstream media, in the medical community, in the government, in the schools, and even the large so-called vegan organizations and animal rights groups, and even the anti-vivisection societies. The vast majority of them are ignoring this very important topic in the vegan revolution. So I dedicate this song to the mice, rats, ferrets, hens, fishes, sharks, horseshoe crabs, guinea pigs, piglets, sows, cows, calves, dogs, puppies, kittens, horses, rabbits, monkeys, chimpanzees, apes. Hamsters, and the humans who are being experimented upon. May all beings, wherever they are, be at peace. May we be free from suffering in mind and body. Compassion encircles the earth for all beings. Thank you for tuning into Vegan Nation. This is Marlene, wishing you a good day.